Makes us full of anxiety. have many desires and things we want to do with this body. I'm thinking about our body, we're thinking about the bodies of others in relation to us. About all these things. Husband and wife. Children. Grandchildren. We're thinking just about things. And it makes us full, makes us worry a lot that we have to live through our anxiety. But when you come to the transcendental level, Brahma Buddha, you know you're not to worry about and you should be happy. You don't have to worry about anything or anyone. Because the soul doesn't meet. So on the Brahma Buddha stage, one is not attached and he doesn't lament about anything. But all living, equal to everyone. Not only people, but the entities. So that this is a liberated stage. Liberation is the goal for the impersonalists. They want to get free from this body. They think to get liberated, then that is a success. But devotional service begins from that. Come to the list. We don't just simply want to get liberation. But we have to come to the liberated platform to serve Krishna. But once you come to the liberated platform, then your real life begins. Then you can serve Krishna. But we should not simply stop once we get liberation. The impersonalists think that once you become liberated, then there's nothing to do. They want to stop activities. They think all activities are spiritual. But we say no, there are spiritual activities. We don't just want to, we know we have to stop the material activities, but we have to take up spiritual activities. But the impersonalists, they have a different understanding. They think with liberation, you lose your identity. They think they become one with the Supreme. They give the example. Water from the river flows into the sea. So all the water in the river becomes one with the sea. So we don't give this example. We say, no, this is not a good example. We say, within the sea, there are many fish. There are big fish swimming about in the sea, and they keep their identity. You may say, oh, there's no fish on the top of the sea, but in the bottom, they're living in the identity. So the living entities keep their identity. Just like the green bird flies into the green tree. You can see in Vrindavan. There's a hell where people go who kill these living entities. Should be careful. So the green bird, there are many green parrots in Vrindavan. They have nice green trees, and you'll see the parrot flying in the green tree, and you can't see the parrot, it disappears in the tree. So many, we can't see the bird still is there, it's in the tree. Me.